Hi, you guys. My name is Derek Munier, and I'm going to be talking to you about how drugs and the brain don't really go together and the different type of effects that would be made to your brain or on your brain. Let's get into it. I'm going to introduce the human brain. The human brain is the most complex organ in the body. It's about 3 pounds, depending on how big it really is. But we're not going to get into that because I've seen a pretty lot of big heads. But basically, you need your brain to drive a car, to enjoy a meal, to breathe, to basically do anything that you would do on a daily basis. Your brain enables you to interpret and respond to everything you experience, your thoughts and your emotions, and your behavior, which is the most important thing. The brain is made up of many parts that all work together as a team. Different parts of the brain are responsible for coordinating and performing specific functions. Drugs, on the other hand, can alter important brain areas that are necessary for life-sustaining functions and can drive the compulsive drug abuse that marks addiction. The three things that would be affected on the brain from the drugs would be the cortex, the limbic system, and the brain system. The brain stem controls basic functions critical to life, such as heart rate, breathing, and your sleeping. The cortex powers our ability to think, plan, solve problems, and to make different decisions. This limbic system explains the mood-altering properties of many drugs and our emotions, positive and negative. Now I want to talk to you about how the parts of the brain really communicate and what's the difference and what the things do. Now you're probably asking me, how do the parts of the brain communicate? Why isn't he telling us? I'm going to get right into it. Neuron to neuron. Each nerve cell in the brain basically sends messages and receives messages in different forms, electrical and chemical signals. Once the cell receives and processes a message, it will send it on to other neurons. Now I'm going to get into the neurotransmitters, which is the brain's chemical messengers. The messages are typically carried between neurons by chemicals called neurotransmitters. Which is basically, you go to receptors, which is the brain's chemicals receivers. The neurotransmitter is attached to a specialized site on the receiving neuron called a receptor. A neurotransmitter is a receptor it's basically like a key in a lock. You need the key to get to a lock, to open a lock. The receptor will forward the appropriate message only after interacting with the right kind of neurotransmitter. Then after that, you go into the transporter, which is the brain's chemical recyclers. It's located on the neuron that releases the neurotransmitter. Transporters recycle the neuron transmitter. It basically brings them back into the neuron that released them. And then it shuts off the signal between neurons. Now I'm going to get into how the drugs work in the brain. Now I'm going to talk about how drugs work in the brain. The drugs are chemicals that affect the brain by tapping into the communication system and interfering with the way that neurons would normally send, receive, and process different information. Some drugs, such as marijuana, which you guys would call weed, or heroin, activate neurons because basically their chemical structure makes a copy of a natural neurotransmitter. It allows the drugs to attach onto and activate neurons. Those drugs make a copy of the brain's own chemicals. They don't really activate the neurons in the same way that a natural neurotransmitter would. They lead messages being transmitted through the network, which are it's basically a copy, but it's not really what it's supposed to be. Other drugs such as cocaine can cause the neurons to release different amounts of natural neurotransmitters and prevent the normal recycling of these brain chemicals. It produces a greatly amplified message, which basically disrupts communication channels. That's not good for your brain, because without all that, you would really be out of it. Now I'm going to talk to you guys about how the drug is working the brain and how it pleases you guys. How the drugs work in the brain to produce pleasure, which pleasure is how we would feel off of the drugs. Most of the drugs abused directly or indirectly targets the brain reward system by flooding the circuit with dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter present and regions of the brain that regulate movement, emotion, motivation, and the feeling of pleasure. There's different types of levels. The system rewards our natural behaviors. Overstimulating the system with drugs, however, produces different effects, which strongly reinforce the behavior of our drug use, which would teach us or tell us, oh, do it again, repeat it, which will make us want to think it's good for us. That brings me into my next topic of how does the stimulation of the brain's pleasure circuit teach us how to keep taking drugs or keep wanting to do drugs? Our brains are basically wired, and it will ensure us that we repeat life-sustaining activities, and those activities will make us be happy or pleasure us, or basically make it seem like it's a reward. This reward circuit is, whenever this reward circuit is activated, the brain notes that something important is happening, and it thinks that it needs to be remembered so that we can repeat it again and again. It teaches us to do it again, and without thinking about it, drugs abuse would stimulate the same circuit. That's how we learn about drug abuse, and that's how we keep doing drugs and wanting to do it and get addicted. Now you may be asking me, why are drugs more addictive than natural rewards? Now I'm going to tell you, because some drugs of abuse are taken and they can release to up to 2 to 10 times the amount of dopamine that the natural rewards, such as eating and different activities that I cannot talk about, would please you. In some cases, this occurs almost immediately, like when drugs are smoked or injected, it effects can last much longer than those produced by natural rewards. The resulting effect on the brain's pleasure circuit dwarfs those produced by naturally rewarding behaviors. The effects of such a powerful reward strongly motivates people to say, oh, I want to take these drugs again, or I want to do it again and again. I don't want to stop. That's why scientists sometimes say that drug abuse is something we learn to do very, very well. Because once we do it or get addicted to it, we're going to want to do it again and again and again, and we don't want to stop. This brings me to my next topic of what happens to your brain if you keep doing drugs. If you keep doing drugs, you're basically going to lower your dopamine, and you're not going to receive as many signals that I receive or another person receive doing that does not do drugs. That brings me to my conclusion of how nobody should do drugs, and because if we start doing drugs, then we would get addicted to it, and then once you get addicted to it, you can't really stop unless you go through therapy and rehab and all of that, and we don't have time for that as teens because we have work to do and we have to get our stuff done, and some of us have dreams to chase, just like me. I'm chasing my dreams of football, and I can't do drugs while I play football because it will mess up my athletic performance, and then too many colleges won't look at me knowing that I do drugs or I have bad grades, because drugs could also affect your grades or your in school and how you talk to your parents or what you do around the house, different things like that. And that's basically my podcast. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed. Have a nice day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.